Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
It's just possible I might even have dozed off again. Somehow, breakfast time came and went, you know.
All right, for some.
So I thought, oh well, might as well hold out for brunch.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I'll need a caffeine fix before I do anything. How was your morning?
Oh, you know.
Out there, communing with the fresh air and the birdsong?
3 hours out with the sprayer.
Okay, well, I was thinking of you. Well, dreaming maybe.
Hmm.
So, how about it? Shall I fix us a quick potato and feta cheese omelette?
Thanks, but maybe a bit later.
So, what, you're just not hungry, or...?
My master's both up for lunch.
Okay, and you said...
What, us all sitting round the table passing the horseradish? I don't think so.
No? Well, I mean, I've been up for it if you wanted to go.
Not after I've spent the last 2 days keeping out of Brian's way.
Mm. Okay, fair point.
And you know why Mum's asked, don't you? Brian's been telling her we've had this big reconciliation. Now she thinks it's all sweetness and light. We can go back to playing happy families. I'm sorry. I just can't do it.
Okay, look, so how about this? I'm off till 6 o'clock, so why don't I take you out to lunch somewhere else?
Where?
A decent pub. I know just the place. The chef owes me a favour. I can probably swing us a starter in the house.
Really?
My treat. Anyway, look, I'm not giving you the choice. Finish your coffee, go up and get changed, and I'll give him a call and book us a table.
I won't keep him too long. I don't want to tire him out.
Oh, no, Peggy. He'll be pleased to see you. He'll be delighted to sit and talk.
Hi, Gran.
Oh, Tom, hello.
Is the car all right here, or do you want me to move it?
No, that's fine.
Are you going to take my photo?
No, not yours. You can relax. It's nice to see you.
And you. I haven't come to get in your way.
Oh, no.
I just want to say hello to your father.
Okay, well, he was in the living room when I went to check up on him.
Oh, good.
Mm. Reading the paper. He was fine. Now...
Tom's taking pictures of the farm for our cafe launch.
Oh, I see.
There's a nice big television there. We can have a rolling gallery going on. Only, the farm was such a mess, I've had to spend half the weekend clearing it up.
On top of everything else.
Ah, well, it's almost done now. I've got some nice shots, actually.
Right. Well, I'll get out of your way.
Don't go, Mum. I'm going to need you.
Oh?
Yeah, just for a few minutes.
You must be running round chasing your tail.
Feels a bit like that sometimes, but we're managing, aren't we, Mum?
Just about, yes.
With a lot of help. David's been coming in to do the early milking.
And I hear Pip's offered to do some.
Yeah. 2 mornings this week, before she goes into college. It's really good of her.
Yes. Well, I'd better leave you to it.
Okay.
I'll come in and join you in a minute.
Right.
So, you've done well. Yard does look so much better.
Nah, it'll have to do. I'm out of time.
Oh, so long as we've got something to show at the launch.
Oh, not just the photos, Mum. There's so much else to do.
Yes, I know.
I'll have to call tomorrow morning about those tastings.
Oh, yes, you mean the...
The focus group tastings of my 4 ready meals?
And our new spring flavours. I'd almost forgotten about those. Mm-hmm.
They happened last Thursday, so they should have some results for us by now.
Yeah.
And they're meant to be sending us a DVD of it all sometime.
Well, we've still got a few days to sort it.
Which would be fine if I wasn't trying to do 3 other jobs at once.
Okay, well, I'm sure if we all pull together...
Anyway, right, come over here. I need a picture of you standing in front of the dairy.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Looking relaxed and cheerful. The proud owner of a successful up-and-coming dairy business.
Okay, then. Let's do it.
Miniature narcissi from my own bulbs.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
I just put them here for now.
And I'll go through and put the kettle
no,
on.
No, it's all right. You stay there.
Well, don't you want a drink?
No hurry, is there? Oh, unless you...
No, I'm fine.
Good. Well, you are looking better than when I last saw you.
Oh, yes. I'm feeling, stronger every day.
Well, don't expect too much. Your system's taken quite a battering.
Yes, Mum. So they keep telling me.
I know from my own experience with Jack. Now, I don't want to lecture you.
Would you ever?
But perhaps you should look on what's happened as a warning. A sign that you've been under too much stress.
Yes, stress.
You know what they said? It's bad for your blood pressure.
It comes with the job, Mum.
We all have our limits. It'll do you no harm at all to step back a bit. Take things easier.
Oh, I'm not quite ready to retire yet.
That's not quite what I meant, Tony.
No, well, you know me. I hate sitting around like a spare part, leaving Tom and the others to do all the work.
Tom's young and fit and very capable.
Young, yes.
He'll manage till you're on your feet again. And when you are...
Yeah, well, it's like I said. I feel better each day. Maybe not quite as fast as I'd like, but... Well, at this rate, I should be up and about by Friday.
Friday?
For the launch do, in Felbisham.
So, you're planning to go along?
Oh, yes, yes. It'll be quite a big event. Much bigger than our last one. There'll be people coming from all over the Midlands. Caterers, restaurant owners.
So Pat's been telling me.
Well, Tom's been putting so much work into it. And Helen will be there with her cheeses and Pat with the new ice creams.
Hello.
And so on.
Shall I make us some coffee?
Oh, yes, if
no,
you'll...
No, you sit down for a minute. Let me do it.
Tony...
No, go on. You've been busy all morning. You need a break. And I am not completely useless.
All right. Thanks.
Semi-skim for me, of course.
Oh, and for me too, please.
OK.
Thanks, Tony.
Oh, dear. He was never the easiest patient.
Well, actually, he's been pretty good on the whole.
He is looking better. But I'm still worried he'll try to do too much too soon.
Well, there's always the danger of that, yes.
And it's not for me to interfere, but... Do you really think he should go with you to Felbisham?
Felbisham?
For this cafe launch.
Is that what he told you?
Yes. I don't think it's very sensible.
No. He's not said anything to me.
Perhaps you should have a quiet word with him about it.
Yes. Yes, I will.
So... Well, 8 out of 10 for the scallops?
Yeah, I'd go with that.
Wine's not bad either. Though, I wouldn't go much above 5 for the ambience. That stuffed pike on the wall?
Yeah.
I don't like the way it's looking at me, giving me the evil eye.
It's just a dead fish, you're paranoid.
No, you can feel the malice. I don't think it had a very happy life.
How can you tell?
Fish empathy. It's a kind of a gift, you know. You may not realise this, but I have this mysterious bond with our finny friends ever since I won a goldfish at the fair when I was 8 years old.
Okay, sure.
At last, my comic genius has scored a hit.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. You've been working hard.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
No, I do appreciate it, really. All of this. I love the scallops. I'm having a great time, honestly.
So let me guess, you looked at that stuffed pike and all you could see is Brian grinning back at you.
Well, yeah, kind of, but...
Okay, so I can see it's no use avoiding the subject. Go on, take me through this big handshake thing again.
No. Well,
go on, it's good therapy.
Oh, well, it's like I said, Brian caught me at a weak moment. I was tired and I'd had enough. I just didn't have the will to put up a fight, so I said, fine, whatever. I just wanted him to go away.
So Brian thinks you've had a reconciliation. Does it really matter?
Ian, it's fantasy. He's away in La La Land. He wants us all to be chums again so he can go ahead with his dairy scheme with a clear conscience.
It's not happened yet. I mean, you're not the only one who's against it.
Well, he seems pretty smug after that public meeting.
I can't honestly see why. There's still an awful lot of opposition out there.
Maybe, but...
Oh, come on, half the village is on the warpath. This online petition, and there's another website.
No, Brian's got the bit between his teeth. And with the whole BL board behind him.
Well, they may not be, for all we know.
Not even so. The momentum's with Brian and Debbie. And Beale's got enough brass and financial muscle to get round the opposition. I can't see what's going to stop them now.
Hello. You still out here? Oh, hi, Dad. Just came to see how you're getting on.
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
Well, been a long time since I've seen the yard looking this tidy.
Better enjoy it while you can. I'm sure it'll soon be back to its normal squalid chaos.
Oh, look, Tom, why don't you let me take some of those photos?
Well, thanks for the offer, but...
Oh, come on. You've got other things to do. And I am able to hold a camera.
Actually, I'm almost finished. Just these last few shots to take.
Oh, right.
And then I'll come in and load them onto the laptop.
Okay.
But you could help me sort through them, if you like. Pick out the best ones.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to do that.
How's it going?
Yeah, all done, thanks.
Oh, I was just seeing if there's anything I could do to help.
Oh, no, I'm sure Tom's got it all under control.
Well, it's okay. I wouldn't take on anything too strenuous.
Good.
But I'm allowed to come out for some fresh air, aren't I?
Yes, of course.
Gran not staying for lunch?
No, she's having lunch with Lily and I dropped her at the Dower House.
Oh, okay.
I know you're going to have your work cut out with the big launch coming up.
Oh, I think we're on course, aren't we, Tom?
Yeah, pretty much.
And we've got Clary starting back in the dairy tomorrow morning, thank goodness. Going to make our lives so much easier.
So, quite a big day for you both then.
Yeah. It'll just be lovely to have her around.
The old team back together again, eh?
Yeah. Oh, it's still quite chilly, isn't it? Why don't you get back in the warm, Tony?
Oh, no, not just yet. I'm going to walk down to the calves first.
Oh, and Tony, Peggy said you're thinking of coming to the launch on Friday.
Yes, of course. Don't want to miss it.
Oh, well...
Oh, it's a big step for our new brand... I want to be there to support you all.
Well, yes, but
do you really think that's such a good idea, Dad?
Well, why not? Not until the end of the week. I hope I ought to be fit enough by then.
Okay.
Oh, dear. We should have seen this coming.
Oh, he just won't be up to it, Mum. Not at the rate he's going.
I know.
We'll be there all day. We'll be networking like crazy. It's going to be frantic.
Yeah, but if he's so determined to come, how are we going to stop him?
I left a note for Pip. Told her to make sure the boys get some breakfast.
Right.
The tea's there on the side.
Thanks. You're not having any?
Thermos. I'll have mine when I get to Bridge Farm.
So what time does Tom turn up?
I don't know, daylight, I guess. He'll be straight down to the pigs, unless Jazz is coming in early.
Okay.
He won't be getting a line, that's for sure.
Well, it's not often you're down before me on a Monday morning.
No, well, glad it's Pip's turn tomorrow.
Well, it's one thing saying she wants to help. She might feel a bit different about it in the morning.
Nah, she'll be fine. Right then, I'm off.
You coming straight back after?
Oh, yeah. Got to get back up with the slurry.
I might see you later then.
Yeah. Ruth, it's been a few days now. Have you had any thoughts about your plans for the herd?
David, you can't expect me to answer that now.
All right, well, maybe we should talk about it later.
And there's other things we need to talk about, like Ben's birthday.
Ruth.
Well, we've only got 10 days. We must decide about this go-karting trip so we can book it before it's too late.
All right. I better go. See you sometime.
Is my hairnet on straight, all tucked in round the back?
Oh, yeah, it looks fine to me.
Oh, dear. Feels like it's been such a long time.
It has. 8, 9 months, Clara.
Well, I just hope I can still remember it all. You'll have to watch out for me, Susan.
Oh, no, come on. Stop worrying. You know this job backwards. You'll be fine.
I hope so.
Oh, yes, you will. Oh, it's so nice. It'll be just like old times, you and me, back here together.
Morning.
Oh, she's here now.
Morning, Pat.
Tea's up.
Oh, great, that's smashing.
I thought it'd help set you up for the morning.
Hello, Pat.
Clary. Oh, let me just put these down now. Oh, it's so good to see you. Welcome back.
Pat.
And thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, no, no, thank you.
It's really not been the same without you.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Well, it's true.
I do wish I could turn the clock back, Pat. I wish all that had never happened.
I know you do. And we can forget all about it now. There's plenty of work to be done and we need you here to do it.
Yes. Yes, of course. I can't wait to get started.
Well, I should drink your tea first while it's hot.
Oh, yes, I will. There's yours, Susan.
Oh, ta. So, Pat, how's Tony this morning?
Oh, not so bad. Still on the mend. Mm,
that's good.
He's down for his breakfast. He said he'd put his head in here later and say hello.
Oh, did he? Well, that'll be nice. Oh.
Well, me and Clary will have to mind our P's and Q's today.
Oh, really? Why's that?
Oh, no gossiping. We're both giving it up for Lent.
Yes, of course. That should be interesting for you.
Oh, thanks, Bren. You're a star.
Oh, and the charger too.
Ah, great. I thought, as soon as I put my coat on, don't forget the laptop, and then walked straight out of the door without it.
Ah, after you worked so hard on those photos.
Yeah, I'll have to put them on the hard drive here as well.
So everything okay with you?
I'm scraping by. I've got to help Jazz get a batch ready to send off. The wagon's due in an hour or so.
Okay, well, better not hold you up then.
Oh, and hey.
Yeah?
There is some good news for a change. About those ready meal tastings.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I called just now. Seems they went down okay, and we've had some pretty positive feedback.
Oh, hey, that's great.
Mm-hmm. So, one less thing to stress about.
Oh, bodes well for the launch, anyway.
They're making a DVD to send to us.
Oh, even better.
Though, we won't get that in time for Friday.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. And there's Dad still wanting to come along with us.
Can't you sort of talk him out of it?
I think Mum's going to have a try, but it's up to him in the end.
Okay. Well, look, I better rush or Matt will be chasing me.
Yeah. Don't expect me home much before midnight.
Oh, Tom.
After the pigs, I'm straight up to the units to talk sausages with Morris.
He's doing all right, isn't he?
I hope so. We've hardly communicated over the last few days. Then it's back for milking. Then I have to spend a couple of hours in the office catching up with the paperwork.
It's tough, I know.
Well, Dad can't do it, can he? And on top of all that, I need to email Hef about the launch arrangements.
So, that's some rhubarb flavouring.
Oh, yes, I see.
And the paler stuff there, that's the elderflower. They're the new flavours.
Right. I'd better just wash my hands again before we start.
Oh, Clary, you'll be scrubbing them raw at this rate.
Better safe than sorry.
Oh, fair enough, if it stops you worrying.
I'm still having to pinch myself. I can't believe I'm really back here.
Oh, well, it is real, thank goodness. I'd never manage all this without you.
Yes. So I'll stop going on and get down to work, eh?
Oh, and Clary, did I tell you? Tracy had some good news last week.
Did she?
Yeah. Brad and Chelsea have got into Loxley Barrett School at last.
Oh.
They'll be starting after Easter.
That must be such a relief.
Oh, yes it is.
No more driving them halfway across the county.
No. And it means Tracy can start looking for work. Oh.
What?
Oh, do you think that was gossiping?
Oh, no. That's just family news, isn't it?
Yeah. I suppose.
Come on, there's a big difference.
Well, that's good. Means we've something left to talk about.
Oh, yes. And Susan, I'm sorry I've had to let Emma down over the babysitting.
Oh, no, you mustn't worry about that. She understands.
I do hope so. I'm going to miss looking after the kids, but well, Eddie should be okay with them today, at least.
Pip?
No, it's me.
Oh, right. I thought you were still out.
Just grabbing a drink before I get the cows in.
Okay. So have you got 5 minutes to talk?
I do have a lot of things on my mind, David.
Yeah, well, that makes two of us.
OK, so I definitely think we should go for Friday afternoon.
What?
Go-karting.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's the day after his birthday, but it's the end of the week, so he won't be tired out for school the next day.
Yeah, OK, Friday it is.
So can you book it today? I'm not going to have the time.
Yeah, sure. So now that that is decided, I think the future of our dairy herd is slightly more urgent.
OK, OK, you think I don't realise that?
And we've agreed that you'll come up with a plan to keep the cows?
Yeah, and I'm working on it.
OK, so?
But with you spending half your time at Bridge Farm and me rushed off me feet...
So, what have you been working on exactly?
Doing research. Looking into another system.
What kind of a system?
I've been in touch with someone who's coming up with some figures.
Oh. And who is this someone?
David, don't do this. Stop hassling me. When I've got the information, I'll tell you all about it.
OK.
So please, just back off and give me some time.
Oh. Can we turn that off?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Sorry, but my mind's been on overload all day. I feel like it's about to blow a fuse or something.
Oh, you poor thing.
Let's have some music instead.
You look wrecked.
There was no time for a proper meeting with Morris. I had to leave him to make the best of it. Even then I was half an hour late with the milking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I never got half of those emails sent. And then I got a call from the place about the new polytunnel.
Well, there's not a problem, is there?
No. They only want me to call back with a whole load of new specs and figures on top of the ones I've already given to them.
Oh, you're kidding.
When am I supposed to find time to do that? Honestly, Bren, by then I'd had enough. It's just about the last straw.
Hey. You're home now. Try and leave it all behind.
If I could.
Your shoulders, you're so tensed up. Here, let me try and relax them for you.
Ooh.
Relax. There. Is that better?
Yes, that's definitely helping.
So the emails can wait till the morning, can't they? And what's all the big stress about the polytunnel?
Well...
I mean, it's not like it needs to be up tomorrow. Or even next week.
No, you're right.
You can't do it all at once, Tom. You've got to pace yourself.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's not just the work. It's Dad, too.
He's okay. He just needs to rest. He'll be fine.
Will he?
Tom?
Well, no one's saying it, but there are no guarantees, are there? I mean, look what happened to your mum.
Oh. Is that what's bothering you?
Well, we all thought she was fine after her first attack.
Yeah, we did. It was awful. But I think it's different now, Tom.
Really?
Yeah, of course. Tony's had excellent treatment. The best there is. And thanks to you, he got it in good time. And they told him there's no reason why it should happen again. None at all. Okay?
Well, yeah, maybe. Thanks.
It was such a big shock when you found him there and everything. It's horrible. I reckon it's still catching up with you.
Yeah, maybe.
So you go easy on yourself. Focus on the important things. The launch and milking. You can leave the rest if you have to.
I suppose.
and I can help you more. I'll get up early and do some of those emails.
Yeah?
Yeah. And forget about the polytunnel, okay? It can wait.
Brian?
You seen my keys anywhere?
They're there on the dresser, but where are you going?
Oh, that was Cliff on the phone, Cliff Alliday, the guy who oversaw the market development.
Oh, what did he want?
Well, he had to go down to check something over. And apparently there's some kind of demonstration going on.
At the market?
Yes. He says a crowd of people by the gates, protesters, banners, leaflets, the lot.
Why on earth should they want to demonstrate against the market?
They're not. It's all about the dairy.
Oh.
The anti-brigade, would you believe? They're trying to persuade farmers to support them and boycott the market.
Boycott them? I mean, but why?
Because they're both BL projects.
Oh, no.
Cliff says there's only a dozen or so, but they're causing quite a nuisance, so I'll have to go and deal with it.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I'll think about that when I get there. Cliff says the market authorities have already tried calling the police.
Police?
Yeah, well, I don't suppose there's much they can do. But we've got to try and put a stop to it somehow.
Oh, well, do be careful, darling. I mean, don't go and do anything silly.
Well, I'm not sure when I'll be back. I'll give you a call.
Oh, right. Bye. Hello.
Oh, Jenny, darling.
Oh, hello.
It's only me. You all right?
Yes, yes, yes.
You sound a bit stressed. Look, have I called at a bad time?
No, no, I'm fine. Just a bit hectic here, as usual.
Oh. Well, look, I hope you're still up to call on our little brother this morning.
Yes, oh, yes, I am.
Oh, good. Well, do you want to meet me there, or shall I pick you up?
Well, if you don't mind coming out of your way.
Oh, no, 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 no trouble at all, darling.
Well, it might be nice to go together.
If you think Tony's up to having the two of us in the same room.
Oh, yes, he seemed quite pleased when I spoke to him.
Well, we don't want to wear him out, poor man.
Pat says he's still doing fine, and he's keen for us to visit.
Well, good. Short and sweet might be best. What he needs most is some TLC from his big sisters.
Yes.
Look, I'll see you later, darling.
A dozen? Looks more like 25, 30 to me.
Yes, a few more have turned up since I called you.
Look at them. Oh, talk about a rabble. Where have they all come from?
No idea. They just turned up out of nowhere, apparently.
Oh, well, I do recognise one or two faces.
Oh, friends of yours?
Not exactly. The girl at the front's Kirsty, our local tree hugger, with her comrade Patrick.
Well, they're not very pleased about it at the market office, I can tell you that.
I'm sure. I don't know why they didn't call me themselves.
Oh, I told them I would.
Right. And you say the police weren't interested?
They sent a car round.
So where is it?
As no one's breaking the law, there was nothing they could do.
Well, that's mad.
Peaceful demonstrators exercising their lawful right to protest.
What about the lawful right of these farmers not to be harassed on their way into market?
Yes, well, they're set to call if there's any sign of trouble.
So what you're saying is there's absolutely nothing we can do to stop them?
That's the impression I got. There was something about the demonstrators having to notify the council.
And have they?
I'm not sure. They're still waiting on a call back from the right department.
Right, well, I'm going inside, away from this scrum. Time to make a few calls of my own.
Tony, darling.
Hello, Lillian.
My turn. Oh, good to see some colour back in those cheeks of yours.
Oh, thanks.
Shall I put my cake in the kitchen?
No, leave it there. Aye. We can have some later.
Right.
And thanks again. It looks scrumptious.
Well, as I said, there's hardly any fat in the recipe.
Oh, and wait, darling. I've got something for you too.
Oh, yes.
I've not had time to cook, so here.
Oh, nuts.
A nice little assortment, full of all the right sort of fatty acids.
Oh, really?
Well, so I'm told, darling, according to my healthy eating cookbook.
Oh, thanks.
Well, after Jenny's effort, I couldn't turn up empty-handed now, could I?
Is that a competition, Lillian?
Oh, yes, it is. We don't want him thinking I care less about him than you do.
What nonsense.
Well, you won't get any favouritism from me. I'm very happy to see the both of you.
Oh, good. Seriously, darling, you are looking so much better than when I last came round.
Oh, you can see the difference?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's quite true, isn't it, Jenny?
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, good. I'll believe you then. Brazil nut, anyone?
Oh, that's very kind, but...
No, you save them for yourself, darling.
I'm already on pills to bring down my cholesterol, of course.
Yes, I remember you said.
And another lot for my blood pressure. Mm. Although that's not just about my diet. They said it was probably stress-related.
Yes, I'm sure it was.
So you do what the doctor says. Keep taking the tablets.
Oh, yes, I will. I'm just lucky to have such good treatment. I've already had a call from a rehab specialist to see how I'm getting on.
Oh, well, that's nice to know.
Oh, and see what Helen got me.
Oh, darling, that looks very high-tech.
Yeah, it's a gadget to take my own blood pressure. Oh. You just wrap this around your arm and press a button.
Oh, yes.
Here, you can have a go if you want.
Me? Oh, good heavens, no.
Yeah, go on. Doesn't hurt.
No, take it away, darling. With my lifestyle, it'll probably go right off the scale.
Okay, just kidding.
Oh, seriously, Tony, I'm very pleased that you're being so sensible about your health. We want to see you fit and well again as soon as possible.
Yes, Jenny's quite right, as usual.
Oh, believe me, I'll do anything to avoid this happening again.
So, just for once, you must do what your sisters tell you. Mm-hmm. Take care and look after yourself. After all, darling, it's much too soon for us to lose our little brother.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Oh, well, that's nice of you. Thanks. Both of you.
And you're quite sure about that? Yes, all right, yeah, I understand. Thanks, bye.
No joy.
You were right. I should have given the council notice of the demonstration. But now it's started, there's nothing that can be done to stop it.
So all you can do is sit here and twiddle your thumbs?
Unless we can think of a better idea.
Well, I'm glad I haven't got to deal with it.
Oh, it's the last thing I need. Why are you here anyway?
Oh, there was a bit of emergency work needed on the lorry washing area. I had to come in and check it over, sign it off.
Well, lucky you. You can just walk away.
They've got a nerve, haven't they? Demonstrating at the market. I mean, when all's said and done, what's it got to do with your dairy scheme?
Apart from the BL connection.
Yeah. It's not getting any quieter out there. Mm. Looks as if a few more of their friends have turned up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, have a look.
Right, look, we can't let this go on. We'll have to try and nip it in the bud before it gets out of hand.
Yeah, I'll leave you to it. The best of British.
Thanks. Well, if the police can't do anything, I'll have to go out there and try talking to them myself. See if I can calm things down.
Bye, darling.
Bye, Lillian. Thanks for coming over.
Now, be good, won't you? I'll come and see you again soon.
Yes, do. Any time.
And remember to tell Pat I'll make that casserole and bring it down tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, I'll do that. Thanks. Bye.
Now you get inside and stay warm. Bye.
Oh, I'm so glad we made the time to call in. I think he really was pleased to see us.
Yes. And it's been quite a while since we all three sat down together and, well, you know...
Yes, well, shame it had to take something like this to make it happen.
Mm. Silver linings.
Yeah. And I meant it when I said he looked better, but he's still a long way from the Tony we know and love.
One day at a time, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's all made me think very hard about our own lifestyle.
Please, darling, don't even go there.
Oh, I meant mine and Brian's, not yours. Oh, of course, I've always made sure we eat a healthy, balanced diet and we both get plenty of exercise.
Go on, rub it in, why don't you?
No, I'm not making digs at you, Lillian.
Oh, dear. I'm a hopeless case, aren't I? Perhaps I should have another bash at giving up the ciggies.
There are some things you can't avoid. Stress, for instance. Well, we've had our fair share of that over the last few months.
You mean all this fuss about Brian's huge dairy scheme?
Well, it's not just a fuss, Lillian. It was tearing the family apart. Brian and Adam were hardly speaking.
Has something changed?
Yes.
Yes, they finally managed to get together and talk sensibly about it.
Sensibly?
Well, they still don't quite see eye to eye, of course, but they've agreed to differ. Even shook hands on it.
Ooh, real man-to-man stuff, eh?
Yeah. Brian's very pleased. It's a big weight off his mind.
Yeah.
Mine too, of course.
And Adam?
Well, I've not actually spoken to him about it, but...
Well, you can't argue with a handshake, I suppose.
No. No, it's such a relief. So, hopefully there'll be a lot less stress in our lives from now on.
Mr. Oak! Mr. Oak! All right, I'm coming over. Well, good morning! Good morning! I hope you're enjoying the spring weather. Anyone in charge here?
Liberty and compassion, Brian.
Oh, you were true revolutionary in your midst. Kirsty, hello.
Hi.
So you're busy exercising your democratic right to protest?
Yep. This is nothing personal, you understand.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm glad to see you're all so concerned about the diet and welfare of livestock.
Yes, we are. Here, have one of our leaflets.
Oh, well, thanks very much.
It's a shame you and your BL directors don't seem to care.
Ah, but we do. We do, I can assure you.
Well, how can you say that when your cows won't even get to see daylight?
Well, look, I don't think this is the time and place for a long debate. Now, yes, you all have the perfect right to express your point of view, of course. But you've done that now, so why not call it a day?
Oh, we're not done yet, Brian.
Come on. These people you're shouting at are just ordinary farmers trying to make a living.
And we're not stopping them.
And you're not helping either. So why don't you pack up quietly and get back to work? Or wherever it is you go to.
Oh, no. You won't get rid of us that way.
Now, go on, before this gets out of hand.
Look, even if we did, there'd be plenty of others to take our place. There are a lot of people out there who really hate your scheme. Haven't you been on the net lately?
Fine, but there are ways and ways.
Yes, and this is our way. And it won't be the last time you'll see us. So you better get used to it, Brian.
Oh, dear.
You all right there, Jim?
Still no malted milks?
Oh, sorry, no. There's a delivery tomorrow morning.
Oh, well, it'll have to be the digesters again.
Hello.
Oh, afternoon, Clary.
Hello, Jim.
Good afternoon.
Grabbing a dinner break, are you?
Yes. Pat asked me to pick up the farming paper for Tony.
Oh, down at the bottom there, see?
Oh, yeah, I got it.
So, how was the dairy this morning?
Oh, yeah, fine. I'm doing fine. Up to schedule.
Oh, good.
Busy, but I don't mind that. It's just so good to be back again doing something useful. And getting paid, of course.
Oh, well, that helps too.
Yeah. And it's all happened just in time for Eddie's birthday next week.
Oh. You made any plans?
It's not going to be the races again like last year, but just a nice meal at the bar.
So, a sort of double celebration then.
Well, yeah. And I'll have to get him a little present somewhere.
Oh, yeah. That's £1.40.
Oh, we'll see if I got the change.
Have you moved the curry powder, Susan?
No. Up on the left, Jim.
Ah, yes. Can't see for looking.
There you go.
Thanks. Oh, did I see Oliver at your place when I came past?
Yeah, he's digging over Joe's bit of garden.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for his auction promise. I think he's regretting it now.
Oh, why is that?
Well, Joe's been a bit naughty, really. Telling him that Harry would have done it better because he's so much younger.
Oh, cheeky.
Yeah. And, of course, Oliver, being the man he is, he takes it as challenge.
Oh, no, Harry, wait, stop.
Oh, dear.
No gossip.
Oh, you're right, sorry.
So,
there must be something we can talk about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know Neil's been working on my old doll's house for Kira.
Oh, yes. Now, how's he getting on?
Well, he's finished with the wallpapering and he's going to start touching up the paintwork next.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah. You wouldn't think he'd manage all that fine work, but he's making such a neat job of it. So...
Oh, and Helen's... Oh.
What?
Oh, now, we can talk about work, can't we?
Oh, well, I don't don't see why not. Yeah.
Good. Well, because Helen says Brian's coming in again this afternoon to help with the veg boxes.
Brian? Oh, well, that's good of him.
Yeah, as he's such a busy man.
Busier than usual, by all accounts.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You heard about the demonstration at the market?
Oh, yeah, I did say.
What a big crowd, I heard. It must have been very embarrassing for...
Oh, no, Susan, stop. We're doing it again.
Oh, goodness. What's the matter with us today?
Well, it's nearly time I got back anyway.
Why have you mentioned the market demonstration?
Yeah.
Yes, but we can't talk about it because we ain't allowed to gossip.
Well, you know me. I'm not one for idle tittle-tattle.
Good.
But... from what I heard in the bowl last night...
Oh?
You're right. It must have been very awkward for Brian. Guess who was there among the protesters?
No, don't tell us!
Kirsty!
Oh.
Right at the front, giving out leaflets to the farmers.
Leaflets?
Oh, yes.
Susan.
And Brian, rather ill-advisedly, I have to say, Brian went up and tried to reason with her in front of the whole crowd and an Echo reporter... Oh. And you know what she said to
Jim,
you?
Jim, no, stop. You're not being fair.
Fair? I'm only passing on the news.
Oh, it's not news, that's gossip, and we don't want to hear it.
Really? Mean you're not interested?
No, Clary's right. We can't.
Oh, well, never mind. If you don't want to hear what Kirsty said, I'll have to wait and find someone who does.
If you can pack the purple sprouting...
What, this lot here?
Take a good handful. Bunch it up.
So, not like this?
Yeah, that's about right. And snap the elastic round the stems.
Okay. I think I've got it.
Thanks, Brian. This is really good of you.
Well, actually, it makes quite a pleasant change after yesterday morning. You've heard about the hoo-ha at the market.
Oh, yes.
Oh, of course, yeah. I'm sure Kirsty told you all about it. She was right there in the thick of it.
Yes, I know, but perhaps we should talk about something else.
Yes, all right. Something less controversial. Yeah, suits me fine.
Pip was in to do the milking yesterday morning.
Ah, I heard.
Yeah, she was great. Tom said she did a really good job.
Well, full marks to her.
And now we've got Clary back in the dairy. It frees me up a bit to do more of my share of the childcare, so...
Good Lord, what's that?
Oh, a parsnip. One of our rejects.
Really? Never seen one that shape before.
Well, no.
That must be one for your website.
I'll give it to Tom. I'm sure he'll be able to think of something imaginative to do with it.
No doubt.
We'll probably do well to resort to comedy anyway. It's really not the best time of year to show off our produce, now we're running so low on everything.
Yes, the hungry gap, they used to call it.
Yeah, till the spring crops are ready. That's why we're having to buy in from the co-op.
Yes.
I usually try and come up with some imaginative recipes and send them out with the boxes, but...
10 interesting ways to cook a parsnip.
That kind of thing, yes. But there's no way I'll have time for it this year.
Mm. Well, do you keep them from year to year?
Yeah, I guess they're on a hard drive somewhere.
So why not pick out a few and recycle them?
Well, yes, I could. Though I'd still have to weed through them and print them all out.
All right, look, I'll tell you what. Jenny's very keen to help out. Why don't you just email her the lot and let her do it?
Ah, oh, I'm afraid you just missed the post office.
Oh, that's okay. Milk, washing, liquid, tissues.
Mm. Oh, right, well, Neville's in there. I'm going to pop in on Jill and talk about the Jubilee cake.
Oh, yes, for the picnic.
Yeah, you heard about it.
Yeah, the WI going to feed the 5,000.
Oh, almost. I know people are bringing their own food, but we thought it'd be nice to have a cake too.
Oh, a big one.
Oh, yeah, it'll have to be.
Oh, good luck with it.
Thanks.
So how's it all going, your Lent resolution?
Well, Neil was right. It's not quite as simple as I thought. Me and Clary are running out of things to say.
I did sort of wonder.
Oh, we have to be so careful, Alan. It's beginning to feel like a very long time.
You may find it gets easier as you go along.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I hope so. Mm. And Jim's not being much help either.
Oh, what's he been up to?
Only coming into the shop and trying to lead us astray.
Really?
Yeah. Tempting us with a nice juicy bit of gossip and trying to wear us down.
Oh, has he?
I know he's not a churchgoer, but all the same, I think he'd show a bit more respect.
Yeah, you would. I'm glad you told me. I might need to have a word with our Jim.
Hello?
thought I might find you up here.
Aye.
Sorting out the tables. I suppose we'll soon be ready for the new plants.
Yep. Thought I'd start cleaning them up, fix the broken ones.
Oh, good plan. Strawberry season will be upon us before we know it. Don't suppose there's much I can do to help.
So, was there something else?
Well, no. I've been busy stuffing veg boxes for Helen, so I'm feeling quite virtuous.
Tony's still on the mend?
Yeah, he's fine.
Good.
So I just came up to see how you're doing. And, well, I expect you've heard about the market demo yesterday.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, it was a blasted nuisance, but you've got to hand it to them. They caught us on the hop, and it was too late for us to stop them.
Yeah, I think they're pretty well organised.
Really? Did you know it was going to happen?
Nothing definite. There's been some talk on the internet.
So I gather. And they've had leaflets printed. I mean, they're not the usual bunny-hugging nonsense. It's a quite serious, well-argued piece of propaganda.
They're serious people, Brian.
Yeah, I dare say. We could have done without it, though.
We?
All right, let's say BL could have done without it. Anyway, I'm hoping it was just a one-off.
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't count on it.
What makes you say that?
Well, don't take it from me. Maybe you should go and check out their website.
Now then, my beauties, where are you?
Jim!
Oh, Alan.
Looking for the peregrines?
Linda told me they were back on the tower.
Well, I saw them myself yesterday.
No sign of them yet. Perhaps if I secrete myself behind one of the yews.
Jim, hold on. Is it true you've been teasing Susan and Clary?
Teasing? Me?
About the gossiping. Their Lent challenge.
Ah, yes. That. Oh, well, that was nothing, really. I just heard them talking about the market.
So it just sort of slipped out, did it?
Well, it was only a bit of harmless fun.
Oh, fun for you, maybe. Not so much for Susan.
I'm sure she knew I didn't mean it seriously.
Well, it's easy for you to laugh, but it's actually quite a big deal for her.
I did stop as soon as she asked me to.
Oh, come on, Jim. She's finding it hard enough without you winding her up. She's really quite upset about it.
Oh. Well, if I stepped over the mark, then I'm sorry. Next time I see her, I'll apologise.
Well, I think she'd appreciate that.
Yes. I can see, for Susan, gossip is her lifeblood. It'll be like me having to give up... I don't know.
Like what?
Well, giving up doing the crossword.
Yes, a real test of your willpower. Oh, come on, Jim, there must be something harder than that.
Well, you know me, Alan. I lead such a simple life.
OK, let's turn it round. Instead of giving something up, you could take on a more positive challenge.
Me? A challenge?
Yeah, like, well, I don't know, pay someone a compliment every day.
Now, Alan...
Of course, it would have to be a different person every day.
You can't be serious.
Tough, maybe? Too tough? Saying you don't have what it takes?
No! I'm not saying that at all, but...
So then, why not?
You really are serious, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Of course, if you think you've got less willpower than Susan...
All right. I'll do it.
You will?
Yes, it's a deal. You're on.
You all done, Adam?
Yeah, I'm off home.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say thanks for the warning.
Huh?
About the protest. I went onto the website. There does seem to be another one planned for tomorrow, just as you said.
Well, there you go.
I called the police and they've been tipped off too, so it looks as if we're stuck with it all over again.
Looks that way to me too, Brian.
Well, at least this time we got some notice. And it's a ruddy nuisance all the same. It's just what we don't need at this stage. And I thought we'd got off so lightly at the public meeting.
Okay, well, I wish you luck.
Thanks. Oh, and Adam, if you do happen to hear any more rumours on this bush telegraph of yours...
What?
You know, drums in the jungle. You seem to have your ear to the ground.
Brian, I don't have any kind of inside information, and even if I did...
All right, fair enough. I'm not asking you to be a mole.
And I really don't see why you're so surprised by these protests. There's a lot of opposition out there, and it's spreading all the time.
You think I don't know that?
The power of social networking, Brian. Word gets round. People take action. So what else did you expect?
Oh,
the back door was open, Tig came in all covered in mud and whatnot.
Oh, Emma.
And shook himself all over the place.
Such a naughty dog. He knows it's out of bounds.
Well, it's just about cleaned up now.
Till the next time. You'll be glad to get away this morning.
Yeah, and I can't stay on late today.
No, you're at the orangery.
Yeah.
So who's looking after you then, Kira?
Well, same as last time. Eddie's coming over after work.
Okay.
Then Ed's going to try and get away early.
Well, it seemed to work all right, didn't it?
Yeah, it all worked out fine. Eddie said she slept for most of the time. It's not ideal, of course.
Whoops.
Boots, David.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Emma's just cleaned the whole floor.
Yeah, okay, I can see. Is the kettle on?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Been down and fed the ewes.
You had your tea, Emma?
Yeah, thanks.
Hello, Kira.
Okay, well, go and do the living room and then I'm off.
Okay, thanks.
Come on, Poppet. Let's take that through, shall we? Yeah, come on.
So, you'd put the cows back out on Wormits.
Yeah, the clean paddock. Is that a problem?
No. Right, well, I'm just going to go through to the office.
Oh, David, before you do,
yeah?
Have you got a few minutes?
What, now?
While you're drinking your tea, can we sit down and have a talk?
Yeah, sure. So, what?
You keep asking me how we can make the milk pay. Well, I think I might have found the answer.
Hello, darling. Where are you? Are you still at the market?
Yes, I am.
So what's happening? I've been trying to call you.
Well, I've been busy.
Has there been another protest?
Yes, there has.
Oh,
but...
no, so Adam was right.
Whoa, wait, let me finish. Now, because it was nothing like the other day.
Oh.
In fact, it was a bit of a damp squib altogether.
Oh, really?
Yeah, only about 10 or 12 people standing out in the rain. They've all gone now.
Oh, well, thank goodness for that.
So it looks as if the revolution has been cancelled due to bad weather.
So you think they've decided that demonstrations aren't such a good idea after all?
Well, that may be too much to hope for.
Oh, the last thing you need is more bad publicity, especially after the piece in this week's Echo.
What?
Oh, you mean you haven't
seen... About the protest?
Yes, yeah, there's a picture of you and Kirsty.
Oh, no. Oh, that wretched photographer was lurking. I saw him. How bad is it?
Well, it's not great.
All right, spare me the worst.
No, you'd better wait and see for yourself.
Oh, I shan't be back till later.
Yes, I know.
I've got a site meeting with the architects.
Yeah. Oh, Brian, before you go, I've had an email from Helen about spring recipes for vegetables. I mean, attaching a whole folder full to be sorted.
Oh,
I mean, she says she's spoken to you about it.
Yes. Look, I must be on my way, darling. I'll see you later.
Okay, so it's not fully costed yet.
So basically, what you're saying...
We'd have to get in a consultant to firm it up.
What you're saying is that we don't go for the full New Zealand
system. Which we've ruled out already.
Yeah, so instead of that, we give up our year-round carving and switch to block carving in the autumn.
In a nutshell, yeah.
Yeah, but I still don't quite see how that works for us.
Well, the cows would be dried off in August, with most of them carving September through till December.
Yeah, I get that.
So our milk production would dip over the summer.
Not just dip, it would be almost down to nothing.
For a month or two, July and August, but then it peaks again at just the right times. In the autumn and again in the spring, so we make the most of the new grass.
Well, maybe.
No maybes, I've already gone through some of the figures.
Yeah, but if the cows come in to start calving in September...
OK, so it's a month or two earlier than now.
Well, they'll be inside and off the grass for longer.
I know. But if you think about it, it's good for us. It means the paddocks get all that time to recover and they'll be all the more productive come springtime. You see, it works both ways. We make the most of the grass and we get the best possible yields. And it builds on everything we've done so far. The breeds we use, everything. We could make it work, David. I'm sure of it.
I don't know.
David...
Do you really think it's going to be enough?
Yeah. There's a farmer up north who's been doing just the same, and he's been winning prizes.
Yeah, well, perhaps he didn't have to buy a whole new slurry tank. Well, maybe you're right. It's worth considering.
Is that all?
Well, it's quite a leap of faith, Ruth. I mean, there are a lot of ifs and buts in my head. I'll need to have a careful look at the figures.
So, when?
As soon as I can. Then we'll talk again. Okay?
That's the girl. Out you come. George, come on, don't get mucky.
I'm not.
Emma?
George, come into the house.
Hi, I know, I'm sorry I'm late. Hiya, Georgie.
So what happened then?
It's one of those days. A bust filter in the bale, so I had to fetch a new one.
George, come
on.
I would
have been here an hour ago. How was Dad? Did he manage okay with the kids?
I don't know how Eddie is, because I've not seen him.
Hey, come again?
When I got home, the house was empty. No Eddie, no kids, no nothing.
So where was he?
So I went down to Capers, and guess what? He wasn't there, neither.
Oh, great.
And I tell you who was there. Joe. All on his own with George and Kira.
Granddad? Was it? Why was he?
Because Eddie had gone to Hollerton on a job and left him to look after Kira.
Oh, flipping heck.
And then when Eddie didn't come back, Joe had to take her and pick up George off the school bus.
Yeah, I get it.
Poor man, he was exhausted. Was not good enough, Ed.
Yeah, well, I told you why I was late.
Never mind that.
And I texted Dad to tell him.
We should never have gone off like that in the first place and left Joe in charge.
No.
What was he thinking of? It's hopeless. It's never going to work if it goes on like this.
Yeah, I know. Still, at least the kids are okay. That's the main thing, eh?
Ed, I can't go on working if I can't trust people to look after them when they stay.
Yeah, all right. We'll have to sort out something better. Come on, let's go inside.
Oh, look at that.
Well, at least it's not on the front page.
Page two? And the whole article makes the protesters sound like noble heroes. BL, a bunch of evil cow haters or something.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Where's the carefully placed advertising feature we paid through the nose for? Tucked away on page eight. Oh, Kirsty and her friends get all this free publicity.
Well, no one takes the Echo seriously.
Oh, a lot of people read it, Jenny.
It can't be helped. Oh, and Brian.
It's a frightful rag. I really don't know why we get it.
This email from Helen.
Yes, yes, all right.
It's not that I mind helping her out. I'm only too pleased. Of course I am. In fact, I've already got a few recipe ideas of my own. But, you know, it would have been nice if you'd asked me first.
All right, I apologise.
Well, never mind. It's something that I can do for them. Oh, and darling, you haven't forgotten it's Rory's eggs yet this weekend.
Oh, look at this. It's all over the lettuce page, too.
Well, yes. Yes, there are one or two.
Yeah, listen. Listen to this. Mm? Have the directors of Borchester Land ever seen a real live dairy cow?
Well, there is one letter in favour.
Out of half a dozen. Hardly balanced coverage.
Oh, Brian, come on. There's no use getting worked up about it.
No, I suppose not.
And anyway, today's protest didn't come to much, did it? So, maybe you're right, darling. It's all running out of steam. With any luck, it'll soon blow over.
There you go, love. Oh, sit down and relax.
We still can't find George's glove.
What, did he leave it at Keeper's?
No, it was gone this morning. I reckon he must have lost it yesterday at Casanueva.
Oh, you mean...
I mean Casanueva. Don't care what it says on the gate.
Okay. Maybe it'll turn up then. Sit down and drink your tea.
So what are we going to do about the kids?
It's not as if you haven't been looking for someone. It's just going to take a while.
And in the meantime, they're not going to look after themselves while I'm at work.
I'll tell you what. I'll talk to Oliver. I'll ask him to change his days. Cover the milking when you're at Lower Loxley. Then I can look after him.
You think he'll do that?
Yeah, I don't see why not. Just for a week or two?
Well...
I think he likes the excuse. He enjoys it.
It's only temporary, though, isn't it? It's not a proper solution. There's all your other farm work. You'll get behind.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's only till we find some proper childcare.
Back to square one.
Oh, come on, cheer up. Trust me, we'll find someone.
Hiya. You nearly done.
Oh, hello.
Just to say, I've put the lasagna in to warm up whenever you're ready.
Okay, thanks.
And, well, I'm sorry.
What?
For what I said about your plan for the herd. Or rather, what I didn't say.
Oh, well...
I didn't mean to be so negative. It was just... Well, it's quite a lot to take in at once. Needed time to let it sink in, you know.
Okay, and now that it has?
Well, I've had another quick run through the figures, and, yeah, you're right, there could be something in it.
You still don't sound very sure.
No, okay. No, I really do think you're onto something with autumn carving. I can see you've put a lot of thought into it. And I reckon there's a chance we could make it work.
Chance?
Oh, a good chance. Yeah, one that's worth going for.
So?
So? Yeah, I think we should do it.
You do?
It means we can keep the herd and staying milk.
Yes, we can, and this is the way to do it.
Yeah, all right, okay, I'm with you.
We could carry on milking and we won't have to sell the cows.
Oh, come on, I didn't really want that any more than you.
Oh, that's so great. Oh, I'm so glad you agree. This has got to be the answer. I know it.
Well, there are no guarantees, love. You know that.
Okay, okay. But, you know, we...
You're right. Before we do anything else, we'll have to bring in a consultant.
Yeah, and I know just the guy. I've been talking to him already. He's been so helpful.
Oh, that's great.
I'll give him a call in the morning.
Yeah, you do that.
Oh. Hey. We'll be so organised. We'll get everything right from the start. I know we can do it, David. I know we can make it work.
Tom just called. He's already there at the cafe.
Really? Must have made an early start.
Well, thanks to Pip coming in to milk again.
Yeah. Oh, Henry, is that all you want?
Well, we've got 10 minutes if you
no,
want...
No, no, no. If he's still hungry, he can have some more at Nick's.
Okay.
I said we'd drop him off at 15:15, so...
Yeah, I'll clear that up if you want to get his stuff together.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
I'm just about ready to go.
So, well, what about Dad? Is he still planning to come with us?
Yeah, as far as I know. When I took in his tea, he was getting up. Oh. He said he'd be down in a minute.
Right.
Okay. I know, I've tried again to suggest he'd be much better off staying here, but he still seems determined. He was last night, anyway.
Okay, well, we'll just have to watch out for him.
Yeah.
Though I'm going to be pretty busy with the cheese.
Did you get it all loaded up?
Yep, it's in the van. I should have time to get it set up before we open.
Oh, I'm sure Kirsty will give you a hand.
If Tom doesn't nab her to help with his ready meals.
Well, she should have time to do both.
Well, he was pretty stressed when I talked to him yesterday.
Tom? He's been stressed all week.
Yeah, I know.
And it's nerves too, I expect.
Do you think?
Yeah. Launching a whole new product. He's put so much work into it.
It's a big deal for all of us, Mum.
Yeah.
Launching a whole new brand.
Good morning.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Dad?
Yes, and you, Henry.
What? Tony, you're still in your dressing gown.
Yes. Maybe I won't come after all.
Oh? Why's that?
Well, I didn't have such a good night. Didn't sleep too well.
You mean just tired? Or...
Yes, really. I feel fine otherwise, just a bit washed out.
OK. Well...
So, maybe you were right. I'd be better to stay at home and have a quiet day.
Yeah, I think that's sensible.
Well, if you're sure...
Here, if you hold on... I'll find you something for your lunch.
Oh, it's okay. I can do that.
No, no. Won't take a minute. And remember, David's coming in later, so he'll be around.
Yes, that's great.
So you just stay here and relax, Dad. Have a nice, quiet day.
Whoa, steady.
Shula, good morning.
Hello. Oh, sorry. He's a bit on the lively side.
Oh.
Steady, boy.
I'll keep out of your way.
Oh, he's young, full of the joys.
Yes.
That's better. Stand.
He seems to know who's boss.
Yes. Well, nice to see you, Jim.
Oh, Shula.
Yes?
I saw Daniel out riding the other day.
Oh, yes.
Him and young Freddy Podgeter.
Oh, yeah, that must have been Wednesday, after school. Freddy on Casper and Daniel on Nigel's old horse.
Topper, yes. They seem to be having a whale of a time.
Oh, I hope they were being sensible.
Oh, yes, they were very well behaved, trotting along the bridle path.
Good.
Both wished me a very civil good afternoon.
I'm glad to hear it.
Then they went on through the gate and galloped away up towards the hill. Or should I say cantered?
No, Daniel's really enjoying it. It's been good for him, and it's lovely for them both to ride out together.
Yes.
And Freddy loves going out alongside Topper.
He's a fine animal.
He is. And, well, I did rather stick my neck out when I bought him. Alistair thought it was a bit of an extravagance.
Yes, I remember him telling me all about it.
Well, anyway, this shows it was the right decision.
Indeed it was. Alistair should have known better than to argue.
Oh, well, I've been careful not to say I told you so.
Oh, I think you've every right.
You do?
Yes. After all, you...
Yes?
When it comes to horses, you know what's best for Daniel. I'm sure your judgment is second to none.
Oh, well, I don't know about that, but it was nice of you to say it.
Only because it's perfectly true, my dear.
Thank you.
Well, I'll let you get on your way. Enjoy your ride.
I think it's time for us to grab a quick coffee.
Oh, yes, please.
There. Mind, it's hot.
Thanks. I'm so glad Dad didn't come. He'd have been exhausted already.
Yeah. But it's good, Mum. All these people.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's fantastic.
They're here from all over. You met the couple from Derbyshire?
Oh, yeah, the ones with the chain of small shops.
Yep, that's them, the cheese people.
They're all being so positive. They keep saying such nice things.
Hey, look at you two sneaking off.
Just a quick break.
Coffee?
Oh, OK, go on then.
We're pinching ourselves at how well it's going.
I know, it's great, isn't it? And the photos look amazing, Tom.
Oh, you think so?
She's right, I hardly recognise the place.
Great. And get this. The chef from that Birmingham caterer's said my pork stir-fry was, quote, delicious.
Ooh, high fives all round then.
Yeah. And the spicy meatballs are pulling them in too.
So, how's the cheese going, Helen? You look busy in the corner there.
Yeah, good. Lots of tastings, lots of comments.
Great.
And I think I may have got my first new order.
Oh, hey, brilliant.
Not quite in the bag yet, but...
Well, that's encouraging. Well done.
Okay, well... I'm going to take mine back out to face the fray.
Do you think I should give Dad a ring and update him?
Well...
I don't know, Mum.
He'd be pleased to know.
But he might be asleep. I should leave it.
Yeah, maybe. Ooh, I got a missed call. It's from David.
Yeah?
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's probably nothing urgent. I'd better call him back and see.
Is it okay if I just leave the flowers here?
Of course.
Mum's coming over in a minute. I didn't want her to lug them round.
Oh, sure, they're lovely.
Yes.
Your niece was in here yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. More bell ringing practice with Neil.
Oh, yes. Elizabeth says she's loving it.
Getting quite good at it, too.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Did Elizabeth bring her yesterday?
No, it was Hayley. Apparently, Elizabeth's busy getting ready for their big Easter fair.
Well, only 3 weeks to go.
Hey, I'm thinking way ahead of that. Usha's got me buying seeds to sow for Britain in bloom.
Oh, you mean you haven't got yours in yet?
There's still time. According to these leaflets here.
Hmm. The Art of Seed Propagation.
Linda. She printed them out and asked me to leave some in the porch.
Is there an art to using a propagator?
Well, it's got some quite useful tips. I'll take it.
Mm, all right.
And she's been trying to bulk buy scarlet geraniums. Apparently they're fussy germinators.
That's useful to know.
Yeah, she's been told it's better to get them as plugs instead.
Right. Oh, is that Jim out there?
Oh, yeah.
With his binoculars?
Yeah, he's trying to spot the peregrines.
Oh, yes, of course.
Not sure he's had any luck, though.
Well, he seems on very good form today. He was quite chatty when I passed him on the green this morning.
Oh?
Yes. He even praised me for being so good with horses.
Oh.
Believe me, that counts as a real compliment coming from Jim.
Yes. Yes, I'm sure it does.
Any sign of Mum?
No.
Okay.
She's still out on the phone.
Yeah. So, all good with you?
Yes, yes, fine, thanks.
You see that tall guy over there?
Mm-hmm.
He's a local restaurant owner. He just said to me he wishes he could find a good local source of organic peppers and aubergines.
Did he?
Yeah.
So, hello? That should...
Oh, here she comes.
Okay, sorry to disappear.
Is everything all right? Is Dana...
Yes, everything is fine.
Oh. So what...
Now, David was just checking in to say there are no problems, Dad's resting, the cows are fine, and he'll be back this afternoon for milking.
Okay, good. Fantastic.
Oh, she just texted you.
Yeah, well, anyway, we can get back to work and stop worrying.
Yeah, I better go. I'm busy.
Oh, there's another taker for my sausage casserole.
Off you go, then.
On my way. You know what they say? Strike while the sauce is hot.
So you're really serious about these compliments?
Alan, when I make a resolution, I keep it.
Of course.
As from today, Shula was my first success.
Well, it seemed to go down well with her. She was really quite appreciative.
Good. That's one satisfied customer.
A little surprised, maybe, but...
Well, Shula and I, you know, it's not always easy being a father-in-law.
So I'm told. Amy hasn't given me the chance to find out yet.
Still, once I'd decided, there was no point in messing about. Straight in at the deep end.
Well done.
Though I have to say, it was quite a tricky one. To hit the right note, you know. I had to put in some careful thought.
And I assume that when you said it, you meant it.
Alan, of course I meant it.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean
to suggest... If I'd been at all insincere, it would have been flattery, not a compliment.
Okay, fair point.
A very important distinction.
So, who's next on your list?
I don't have a list as yet. I think it's going to be a case of discreet opportunism. But what I do have is this.
A notebook.
I'm going to keep proper records. Name of subject, date, time, place, and a brief summary of compliment.
You really are serious.
And from now on, I'll make sure I always have a witness, in case anyone's still tempted to doubt my integrity.
Jim, how would I ever do that?
All right. But I'll keep my records all the same.
So, one person a day for the next 3 weeks.
It's going to be tough, but you'll see. I can do it.
Ooh. I am just so glad to be home.
Oh, yeah. And it's straight up to bed for you, young man.
You want a hand?
Yep, it's okay, thanks. I'll just do his drink. Yes, it's coming, darling. It might be a minute.
It's all been really worth it, though.
Yeah.
Such a good day. Real boost to the new brand. And you got your new orders?
Well, only one confirmed so far, but I'm very hopeful.
And we've got a couple for the new ice cream flavours already.
Oh, more than I'd hoped for.
You know Tom's all fired up about his new polytunnel, with that restaurant guy wanting local produce.
Well, that's fair enough, I suppose. He's just about ordered it anyway.
So long as Dad's happy.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he...
Where is Dad?
Sounds like the TV's on. I'll go and tell him we're back. Tony? Tony?
What?
It's okay. It's me.
Oh, Pat.
We're back from the launch.
Oh, I must have nodded off. So, how did it all go?
Very well. Big success.
Yeah? Oh, that's good.
Lots of people there. Plenty of new orders.
I'm sorry I couldn't have been there with you.
It's okay. I'll tell you all about it later.
I'll come and...
No. You stay there. I'll call you when supper's ready. You go back to sleep.